We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed, Amud Aleph. And we just learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says someone who extinguishes a fire because of a Nachrim, because of a Goyim, or because of a Chayla, then it says Potter. If he does it because he wants the oil, or he wants to save the Ner that it's sitting in, or the Psila, then Yechayiv. And Yesi says he Potter on that. Zok the Gemara, Meditani Sefer Chayiv. Since it says in the Sefer, when you're worried about the Psila, or you're worried about the Ner Yechayiv, Shmamino Rav Yehudi, Shmamino Yitzitz Rav Yehuda, holds Melacha Shein Tzricha Gufa Chayiv, because really the Melacha of extinguishing a flame, to make it a Tzricha Gufa, means that you actually need the thing that you're extinguishing. You need it to be extinguished to make it into a coal. That would be Tzricha Gufa. But here, you're extinguishing the fire because I want to save myself some Shemen. That's called Melacha Shein Tzricha Gufa. And still it says it's Chayiv, so it's going to Rav Yehuda. So then ratio, my Skinner, what's the ratio talking about? The ratio that says if you did it because of a chaylo or because of nachrim, it says potter. Potter usually means potter ava aser. So ratio, my Skinner, ibe chaylo shesh beis hakana, if it's a chaylo, there's a pekuach nefesh, then it's mutter rabbi alei, it's same mutter. Ibe chaylo shesh beis hakana, if someone a chaylo that there's no sakana, he's just sick, then chayiv chatz rabbi alei, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, yechayiv. Yechayev echatas, because it's a melacha deraisa. You can't do a melacha deraisa for a choyla that's not a sakana. Zok the Gemara l'oylam b'chol shesh by sakana. And takat on b'chol shesh by sakana. And the ratio that says potter really means mutter. We didn't know the list in mutter, just say mutter. V'ayi de boil mistake sefer chayev, since the sefer wants to say chayev, so it says the opposite word is potter, but really it's mutter. Therefore, tainam ratio potter. So really going to Rabbi Yehuda. And the ratio is talking about cases of pekuach nefesh. That means it says you put it out because of nachrim, or because of listim, or because of ruach ra, because of chayla. It means all these things were pekuach nefesh. And when it says potter, means mutter. Frek the Gemara by the Tani Rav Oishiyaya, Rav Oishiyaya had a brayso that it says like this: Meshvila chayla sheishon. If a chayla has to sleep, lo yikabe, you shouldn't extinguish the fire. Vim kiba, if you did it, potter. Avalasu, your part of us is clearly part of us. Who's that going according to? Zok the Gemara, Ahi, big chosh ain't by Sakana, it's a chosh ain't by Sakana, and it's going according to Rab Shimon, who holds Balacha, Shain Tzrich Lagufa, is Potter, Midaraisa, it's only Aser. And therefore, it's part of Aser. So that's what we're learning of Yeshaya, and Yeshaya is not Armish. Now, Armish just says Potter means Mutter, because it's going to Rab Yehuda. But this Braisa could go according to Rab Shimon. And therefore, he says that we do it for Chayla, Shain by Sakana. It's part of Asa, not Chayiv. According to Rabbi Yehuda, v'Chayiv. But according to Rabbi Shimon, you're part of Asa. So when I learned this Gemara, it was bothering me that L'chayra, if it's Melacha Shein Tzrich L'gufa, if you're Rabbi Shimon, which is only part of Asa, isn't it Mutter Makam Chayla Shein V'Sakana? So L'maisa, the Be'er Halacha asks his Kasha, and it seems like he says that it's not every Melacha Shein Tzrich L'gufa is Mutter, but Makam Chayla Shein V'Sakana. Even though you find that the Mafis Morsa is Mutter, and different things are mutter. Not everything is mutter. Only by Hezekiah the Rabbin will be mutter, and other cases. But we see from this Gemara that there are cases in Melacha she'ein tzrich l'gufa that will be aser by chayla she'ein by sakana. Zok the Gemara vayt. Next Gemara is a shtikla gadata. The next, for sure, rest of the Gemara. Next blat Gemara, more or less, is talking like a gadata Gemara. Shmak Gemaras. Shal she'ela zu le'elam rab tanchem de minavei. They asked a shot Navy. They asked the Shaila from Rav Tanchum from the place called Navy. Are you allowed to extinguish a fire in front of a chayla? Beisha means a chayla. The chayla says for sakana pastures on Shabbos. That was the question. Once he asked the question, he went on a tangent in Divrei Drush. But the question was, are you allowed to extinguish a fire for a chayla sheyesh by sakana? Chayla that's kuch nefesh, you like extinguish the fire. And you'll see the Gemara Oman Beis will give the answer to the shayla. But first, the Gemara is to discuss the garata. Pasach v'omar. So Rav Tanchum started with a garata, talking to Shloima HaMelech about his psukim. He says, "Ant Shloima, on chachmascha, you Shloima, where is your chachma? On sukhus anusach, where is your bina? Where is your chachma?" It's not a word for chachma, like your depth of your chachma. Not only are your words contradicting your father's words, your own words contradict each other. Where do you see that? David, your father said unto him, David HaMelech is praising live people. He says, dead people can't praise Hashem. You got to be alive. And you, Vat Amrit, Veshabeach Anias HaMesim, Shekvar Mesu. I am praising the dead people who died already, making the dead people are better. So you say so your father's words, who says, Lo Yamesim Yalukad, that Mesim are not good. And then you yourself say that live people are better. A live dog is better than a dead lion. So you yourself are praising the live people. So you yourself have a steering to David your father. What's the answer? So Rav Tanchum comes and answers the steering. Nishkin steering. Not a contradiction. Loy kasha. How to come David loy Mesim halukah? That David saying is that Mesim can praise Hashem. How come our a person should be very careful to be Isaac and Torah and mitzvahs before he dies. After he dies, he can't do mitzvahs anymore. And he can't get any scharf as mitzvahs and his Torah. So chapa rayin in this world of mitzvahs. What does it mean the pasuk says mesim are free? What are they free? Once a person dies, he's free from Torah and mitzvahs. He cannot do anything. He can't be oisik in them anymore. That's what David HaMelech is saying. And that Shlomo is saying, I'm praising the dead people. We know that's a different idea. The idea goes like this. When Klai Yisrael did the chait of the eagle, Moshe, who's a huge tzaddik, went to pray to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Kama tefilas zechru lufanecha. He davened a lot of tefilas, v'loy nena, and he was not answered. Ushama zechor laAvraham liTzok shavadecha. When he mentioned to remember Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov the Avos, v'yad nena, he right away was answered. V'loy yafam ashloim ashevech ani es amesim shvar mesu. Don't you see from there how gevaldik that tzaddikim are bigger when they're not alive mechayehem, like Rashi says, that tzaddikim gdoilim heim v'misosom mechayehem. So you see, in a certain way, so like this, avada, it's much better to be alive because you can do mitzvahs. But the schus of people work much better after they die, because Moshe Rabbeinu was a huge tzaddik, he couldn't save Klal Yisrael with his own schus, he needed the schus of the avos. Dov achar, another idea to show in a certain way, mesim are better than alive people. If someone who's alive, a minister, he makes a gzeira, sofik mekayim moisai, sofik mekayim moisai. It's a sofik, they're going to listen to you. Even if they listen to your gzeira, bechayim mekayim moisai, only when he's alive, they're mekayim moisai. When he dies, they're not mekayim. Bilo Moshe Rabbeinu goes a kama gzeiras. Moshe Rabbeinu made a lot of gzeiras, was taking kama tekonis, made a lot of tekonis. Rashi gives one of the examples are that shoylem adarshim binyanis shal chag, binyanis shal yom. That 30 days before chag, he darshin about the day. He was mistaken a lot of tekonis. Vekayomos heim la'olam alam elam. They are there forever. L'yofar mishlemes mechanis ha'mesim. See, the mesim in a certain way are much better. That tekonis lasts forever. Mashenkin a boss of Adam. Even when he's alive, it's suffering. Mekayim moisai, suffering. Mekayim moisai. But here, you see that the mesim, which really means the fizis pshat, the doris harishonim, they, their menhagim and their takonos last much longer, like Moshe Rabbeinu. And the fizis taych really means shvechenis amesim shkvar mesu, means it's the alta dar is stronger. Dovach, another pshat in the pasuk shvechenis amesim. It says in the pasuk, David HaMelech said, "He davened to Hashem, I say imi ois l'toiva, do for me a simon, a ois, a sign, v'yiru soina v'yivayishu, my enemies will see and be embarrassed." That's David said, davened to Hashem. What does that mean? Amar David HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shalom, Echol Yal Ois Oven, please be meichel me on the Avera of Bathsheba. We know that David HaMelech, there was a little bit of Avera. It wasn't really a chait, Kavuyah in the Gemaras, but a little bit of a chait with Bathsheba. He married Bathsheba. Maybe she looked like an Eshesish. You know, she wasn't an Eshesish. So he said, "Rabbi Shalom, please mochel me on that oven. Om aloi, mochelach. I forgive you on that Avera. Om aloi. I say, ma'is b'chaya. You know, give me a sign to show everyone that I have mechila. Om aloi b'chayecha, eini my dear. In your lifetime, I'm not going to show everyone that you were forgiven. But in your son's lifetime, I will show everyone that you were forgiven. What was the story? When Shlomo HaMelech finally built the base of Mikdash, the simcha was huge. And they wanted to bring the Aron into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The doors of the Heichel were glued shut. Shlomo HaMelech davened 24 different lashonis of tefillah, like Rina, Tchina, tefillah, different lashonis, like Rashi says. There's 24 lashonis in the parasha there of the tefillah between the Vayomim and Melachim. There's 24 lashonis of tefillah, v'lo nena, and it was not answered. Pasach v'amar su'ur shor m'sheichim v'nos p'schoyal v'yavim melech kovid. Open up your doors so v'yavim melech kovid, the melech kovid should come in. Now the doors thought he meant himself, the melech kovid. The rotu basrei l'mivle, they wanted to go swallow him up alive for saying that. Amrum. The doors asked him, "Mi was the Melech HaKavod?" Amar Luhu, Shlomo answered, "Hashem Izus VeGibor, VeGibor." I'm talking about Hashem. Open doors, Hashem come in. Chazav Amar said again, "Su'u Shor M'Sheichem, Su'u Pesachim Gav Melech HaKavod." Hashem should come in. Mi was the Melech HaKavod? Hashem Tzvakayus Melech HaKavod Tzela. V'Loi Ne'ena. His door was not answered. Kivin Shama. Once he said, "Hashem Elikim, Al Toshe Pnei M'Shichecha Zochor Lachaste Dovra Avdecha." Remember, David HaMelech, your servant, them and Yad Nena, the doors opened up. And we saw that the whole Beis HaMikdash was with Chus David. All David's enemies, Rashi says, it means Beis Shaul HaMelech and Shimi Ben Gera. When they saw this, they got their faces turned red like Keshulei HaKedera, like the bottom of a pot, turned like black. Because they saw that David HaMelech was really the tzaddik. The tzaddik sholim. Hashem forgave David HaMelech. Isn't that geshmak ha'pshat? Shabeich and yisem esim. That David HaMelech, that even after he died, the doors opened for him. So you see, Shavuach is Mesuk V'Amesu, not a Pshat. Zot Moravaita. V'Hayinu D'Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk that after they finished with the Chanukas HaBeis HaMikdash, it says, V'Yom HaShmini, after 7 days of Chanukas HaBeis HaMikdash, V'Yom HaShmini, Shilach HaSa'om V'Yivaruch HaMelech, V'Yeichu L'Olayim, they went back to the tent, Smeichim V'Toy V'Leiv, Al Kol HaToy V'Asha Hashem L'Dovd Avdol Shol Amai. And the Gemara explain every word of this Pasuk. What does it mean, Vayelchu l'olayim, that they went back to their tents? So the Gemara, that means, Shematzun shesehem b'tayra. They came back home and their wives were still tahar. They did not become anida. Smeche means, Shenehenu meziv ha'shchina. They were nenef meziv ha'shchina by the Chanukas HaBeis HaMikdash. B'toy v'leiv, Shenes abru shesehem shkolecha v'echad v'yolda zachar. All their wives became pregnant and gave birth to a boy. I call Tevash or Hashem and David Avdoi means Shemacha Loi Yalusi Oven. That they were happy about all the Tevash Hashem did for David, which means that Hashem was Michael David HaMelech on his chait. Will Yisrael Amoy Dachil Loi Oven Yom Kippurim. And for Yisrael, that Hashem was Michael them for the Oven Yom Kippurim. Because if we're in the Psukim, that 7 days before Sukkot was the Chlugas of Mikdash. Now, if you figure it out, 7 days before Sukkot, one of those days was Yom Kippur. I mean, they ate on Yom Kippur. And they may learn it from a Kav HaChomer, that they ate that's what they ate on Yom Kippur. But like upon them, they weren't sure they did the right thing. And we see from this pasuk that Hashem was Meichel them for eating on Yom Kippur. So like upon him, we said Pshat Lo Yameisim Yehaluka means that a mace can't do mitzvahs. And we said Pshat in the first pasuk of Shlomo HaMelech, V'Shabeach and Yisem Meisim, we said around three Pshatim in V'Shabeach and Yisem Meisim, why Meisim are better. One of the Pshatim are that the eagle was mechuper v'schus to avos. The second pshat was that the gzeris and moishah stole mekayim. And the third pshat is that David HaMelech was schus David HaMelech. The doors of the Beis HaMikdash were opened. Zog to Maravayt the Kama Shloima kila kelev chayu toivin arya hames. That for a live dog is better than a lion that's dead. How do you touch that pasuk? What's pshat in that pasuk? Here it sounds like it's better to be alive. It says in the pasuk that David HaMelech asked Hashem, "Hoydi eini Hashem kitzi, Umidas yomei mahi, eida'o ma chodol ani. And the Mara explains. What does that mean? Omadol feregars baruch hu, b'nei shalom, hedieni Hashem kitzi, please tell me what's going to be at the end of my life. What's my end? I don't show any boss of Adam his end of his life. Then he asked the midas yomi mahi. How many years am I going to live? Tell me how many years I'm going to live. No, gzeri mafanai zok tashem shem adiyam midas yomi shel adam. I don't tell the person how long he's going to live. Eida machod ani. At least tell me what day of the week I'm going to die. Amaloi b'Shabbos Thomas. You're going to die on Shabbos. So, there's not so good. Why? Because on Shabbos, if someone dies on Shabbos, he can't be buried right then. He has to wait till tomorrow. So, David HaMelech was not a little nervous about that. So, David HaMelech asked him, like Rashi says, that he asked, David HaMelech asked that he wants to die on Sunday. Rashi says, Yuchlu l'sasik b'yavis b'yli, so they could be busy with me on the hesped. So, David HaMelech asked, Omos b'echa b'Shabbos, let me die on Sunday. Amaloi k'varagia malchus shleim b'incha. The time for your son Shlomo HaMelech to be king reached exactly that time on Shabbos. Bein malchus negas b'chavad afilok b'nima, and one malchus is not touching another malchus, even like a hair. Therefore, you're supposed to die. He's supposed to become a melech on Shabbos. He can die on Shabbos. He can't die on Sunday. So he said, "David, you know what? Let me die erev Shabbos. Almost erev Shabbos. Let me die erev Shabbos." It's interesting that he would take a day off his life. You know what that means? One day of you learning Torah is better than 1,000 oilis that Shlomo HaMelech will bring on the Mizbeach. So that at the end of the day, Hashem's telling him, you don't want to die one day early, you lose all the schusim, and one day late, you can't because of Shlomo HaMelech, because Shlomo HaMelech is supposed to be king. Shlomo HaMelech is supposed to be king. We will continue on the next recording.